Hi, Dan Sheridan here, telling America's story. This is lesson number 61 in our series, and we're going to talk about the Puritans and the Separatists and the sort of Reformation. What do I mean by that? Well, I'll explain. Let's get started. The Protestant Reformation began in the late 1400s with Martin Luther and others, of course, but it wasn't until after the defeat of the Spanish Armada in 1588 that it was secured. However, in certain respects, the Reformation wasn't complete. It was a sort of Reformation. What do I mean by that? Well, the Reformation didn't promote or even attempt to secure freedom of thought or worship for people. Not in the least. The Reformation, for the most part, was a transfer of power from one religious power to another. And that meant that the religion of the sovereign had to be the religion of the people. Now, this may be hard for us to grasp because, thankfully, we live in a time where we can think and believe as we please, and we can express these beliefs any way we want, in speech, in print, on television, or on the internet. We can do it any time we want. We can go to any church we please, or we may sleep in on Sundays if we want and attend no church at all. We can support with our own money any mission or ministry we please, or support none at all. We can do what we want with our money with regards to religious matters. We're not forced to do anything. Well, in the days of Queen Elizabeth, no country in the world had these freedoms. As a matter of fact, no such thing had ever been heard of in recorded history. Now, people in Elizabeth's day would have thought that the world would have come to an end to suggest religious freedom. So, in the spirit of those times, the Reformation wasn't about religious freedom. It was a transfer of power from one religious power to another. The Reformation in England made the sovereign the head of the church instead of the Pope. Now, while there were some changes in ceremonies and certain doctrines, it was still a top-down system which people were forced to support by their attendance and tax dollars. The Church of England was the established church, that is, the state religion, and those who didn't get in line with it faced the wrath of both God and government. Well, at least the leaders of the church threatened you with the wrath of God. To not get in line with the church was not to get in line with God. That's what they did. Well, over time, there were those who grew dissatisfied with this religious arrangement under Elizabeth. They had problems with certain church rituals, claiming that these ceremonies were too much like the Roman church from which the Church of England was separated from. And these men also wanted to revise certain doctrines and simplify the church government. And they considered their measures a means of purifying the church, and thus they got the name Puritans. And they were also called dissenters and nonconformists. Well, most of these Puritans didn't want to leave the Church of England. They wanted to stay in it and mold it to their views. And now, there was another group of reformers, a smaller group than the Puritans, who wanted to do something more drastic. These were called the Separatists. They felt that the church was way beyond reforming, and they wanted to separate completely from it and form their own independent congregations. Of course, the church hierarchy wouldn't consent to this, and it was against the law. Both government and the church hierarchy said, no way, this ain't happening. Now, as far as I've been able to discover, it was as early as 1567 that a small number of these Separatists and their ministers held services in private homes. And it was in 1580 a man named Robert Brown who came out publicly and advocated this kind of action. Now, these Separatists, they objected to bishops ruling over them, and they even denied that the Queen was the head of the church. This was treasonous talk, and many were accused of sedition and jailed. Others were hung. Imagine that, being hung over that kind of belief. Robert Brown had to flee the country. You see the issue here? Religion and the state were connected. To deny the religion of the day was to deny the state, and it was really a power-hungry system where people wanted to impose things on others. Now imagine hanging people for religious beliefs, but that was what was happening. Now, this kind of persecution went on for the next 30 years or so. Now, in our coming lessons, we will trace their troubles and the events that led these people to the New World. Now, before I do that, however, I want to give you some insight into the characteristics of these people. Because to know them is to help us understand them. And to do that, I'm going to take you to a historian by the name of Thomas Babington Macaulay, who is going to describe these Puritans for us, and we're going to get an insight into their character, which will help us understand them better. That'll be in our next lesson. All right, this is Dan Sheridan. That's all I have time for. Thanks for listening, and I really hope you learned something. Until we talk again, remember this. Be good to one another, because we're in this together. Have a great day.